Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins in the middle of Daf Tes. You will notice a new Mishnah. Hamevi get mi medinas hayam v'eino yochol loymar b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtam. This is a quote. This is a Mishnah that has been quoted earlier, so it might sound familiar to many of you. One who brings a get, one who is an agent, a shliach for bringing a get from abroad, and he cannot say what is ordinarily expected of such an agent. He cannot say b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtam. Im yesh olav edim yiskayim b'chosmov. If the get has witnesses that have signed the document, if we can verify the authenticity of the signatures, so the get is kosher. Echod gitei noshim ve'echod shichurei avodim shavu l'moylich u'lemevi. Divorce documents involving women and the freedom documents involving slaves. Slaves that are freed are the same with regard to this halacha concerning the conveyance of the get. One who brings it from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz or from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, in both cases, the agent bringing this document, the get isha or the shichur eved, has to say b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtam. As far as why that is said, so we've discussed this many times in our recent dapim. We can simply allude to the machlokis, rabo and rava. V'zu achas min hadrochim sheshavu gitei noshim l'shichurei avodim. And this is one of the ways in which these two areas are similar to one another. The basis for comparing get isha to shichur eved is a gzera shava involving the word law that you find in both topics. V'kosav law sefer krisus, v'chufasha lo nitan law. The word law you find, as we say, common in both cases, and that enables us to compare the two topics to one another. The Gemara opens up with a question that we've dealt with already in the past. Mai eino yochol lomar. What does the Mishnah mean when it says that the agent is incapable of saying b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtam? I leimo cheresh. If you're to think that it's a reference to a deaf mute, cheresh bar esuya gitahu, is a deaf mute capable of, when we say capable meaning halachically acceptable to bring a get, asuye is to bring the get, to serve as an agent, v'otnan, we have learned, hakol k'sherim lohovi es haget, chutz mi'cheresh sheite v'koton. All are acceptable as serving as agents for the conveyance of a divorce document, with the exception of a cheresh, which we want to emphasize right now, the deaf mute, sheite, an imbecile, and a koton, a minor. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says eino yochol lomar? Omar Rav Yosef hocha b'mayaskinon. Here in our Mishnah, what are we dealing with? Kegoin shenosnu lo kishu pikeach. The agent gave the get to the woman when he was still pikeach, healthy. V'lo hispik lomar, but he didn't have a chance to say the b'fonai nechta b'fonai nechtam ad shenishar. Just at that moment, he became a deaf mute. Some type of ailment overtook the agent, and he was rendered incapable of saying it. So as far as his agency is concerned, he executed the agency while still healthy. As far as the ability to say b'fonai nechta b'fonai nechtam, so that was removed from him because of some type of ailment or phenomenon that prevented him from saying it. So in such a case, the Mishnah said, all is not lost if you can verify the signatures on the document, then that establishes the get as being kosher anyway. Echad gitei noshim ve'echad shichuri avodim. On the side of the Gemara, under the topic heading, we have the following: b'shloisha dvarim shavu gitei noshim l'shichuri avodim. With regard to 3 points of law, these two elements, these two halachas or phenomenon, are similar: the divorce document of a woman and the freedom document freeing a slave. Amud Beis, Hagemara Tevarer Minyan Limute Mai. On Amud Beis, the Gemara will ask the question regarding the number. The source states in 3 ways. Oftentimes when a Tanaic source says a number and then goes on to enumerate the examples, the question is, why was the number stated? We can count on our own. Do you have to say that in 3 ways they are similar in addition to enumerating them? So we often find that when a number is stated, it's there to exclude some other area, some other law. And a second point that will be dealt with is Voika Oi Dugmos Sheshavos. Here you're telling me that there are 3 points in which they are similar to one another, but are there not other areas in which they are similar to one another? The Gemara. Echad Gitei Noshim Vechad Shichur Avodim. We said in the Mishnah that whether it's a divorce document or a freedom document, they are the same with regard to the agent's necessity of saying Befonai Nechtav Ubefonai Nechtam. Tonu Rabbonan. B'shloisha drochim shavu gitei noshim l'shichuri avodim. In 3 ways, these two are similar. Number 1, shavu l'moylich ulemevi. That we already mentioned in our Mishnah. Number 2, v'chol get shiyeshal of eid kusi posel. Chutz migitei noshim v'shichuri avodim. We have a little note here, and that is that these examples that we're going to see, 2, 3, and 4, these are actually found in Mishnayos as the perek continues. So the second point is that a get. Now here, the word get means a shtar. Rashi points out, klomar kol shtar. The word get is most often associated with get isha. However, technically speaking, a get is a term that can be used to refer to a document, a contract. So that any shtar that has an eid kusi. Now, the word kusi is a tricky word as you learn through the Shas. The kusim is a reference to a people that years and years ago they converted to Judaism. Their conversion is the subject actually of controversy. Are they considered Jewish or not? Was their conversion, at least at the time they converted, are they called Geirei Emes, or are they considered Geirei Arroyos, converts that converted only out of fear to protect them from the lions? Without getting into details, that approach basically says that the kusim are not Jewish. So just bear in mind that for the time being, we're going to just mention that an eid kusi is a witness that's signed, and it's a person whose signature would render the get, the shtar, posel, except for the case of gitei noshim v'shichur avodim. We'll have to explain that further later. Number 3, v'chol hashtorois. We continue at the top of Amud Beis. Ha'oilim be'erkois shel oivdei kechavim. All documents that are processed in the Gentile courts, the courts of idol worshippers. Afal pi shechoismeim oivdei kechavim Sheirim. Now, note, here we're making a reference to actual Gentiles. This you can contrast with Kusi from Halacha number 2. In Halacha number 2, the Kusi that signed a document renders the document unfit, disqualified. Here you have all documents that are processed in the Gentile courts, even though their signatories are Gentiles, they're kosher. Chutz migitei noshim v'shichurei avodim. That if an idol worshiper or a Gentile signs a divorce document or a freedom document of a slave, it's rendered unfit. So that in Halacha number 2, the Kusi, you can assume for right now, is not being used as, is not a reference to an Oyveit Kechavim. And that would then lead us to conclude that Kusi in Halacha number 2 is a Jew. The question then is, why does he render a standard document contract unfit in his signing? We'll wait and see that as we go on in the Gemara. We continue now in the Gemara. Uchidivrei Rabbi Meir Barba. If you consider the opinion of Rabbi Meir in four areas, Gitei, Noshim, and Shifrei Avodim, the same, the three we've mentioned already, the fourth, Ha'oimer Tein Get Ze Li'ishti Ushtar Shichru Ze La'avdi, a person, let's say a man divorcing his wife, he speaks to a third party and says, give this get to my wife. Now, let us assume for right now that when he says, give this to my wife, the idea is that upon taking it, he's going to then be, let's say, responsible for seeing to it that the wife gets divorced. Rotsa lachzor bishnehem yachzor divrei Rabbi Meir. In other words, the husband can back out, so that in requesting the individual to take this on behalf of my wife, he's essentially appointing him an agent to bring it to her, and until it gets to her hands, there's still a chance to back out. The Rashi explains the following. Yachzor. The husband, if the document hasn't been given literally to the receiver, either the woman or the slave, the husband can still back out. The Kosova Rabbi Meir hefsid v'choiv hein la'oison shenishluchu lahem. According to Rabbi Meir, it's to their detriment to be divorced in the case of a woman, to be freed in the case of a slave. So it's to their detriment. V'ein choven la'odom ela b'fonav. You cannot impose detriment upon a person unless you are in front of him. Klomar, ein odom nase shliach la'odom liyos nifsar al yodo ela im kein aso hu shaliach dahainu kebefonav. A person cannot be subjected to something detrimental to him unless the subject of the detriment himself appoints the agent to receive the item on his or her behalf. In this case, they didn't appoint the agent. The husband slash owner appointed the agent. So that upon the agent's receipt of the item, the divorce doesn't take place. The freedom doesn't take place. When does it take place? Only when it gets to their hands. V'rabbonon pligi ole de Rabbi Meir b'masnisin v'amri. The Rabbonon disagree with Rabbi Meir, and they say, de b'shichur eino yochol lachzor mishenimsar liyadze. In the case of the freedom of a slave, the owner cannot back out from the point that he gave the freedom document to the agent. Even though the slave did not appoint this agent, the owner appointed the agent. But at the point the agent receives it, that's it. The mission has been accomplished, the slave is freed, and there's no back out. Mishum de Kosavri, because the Rabbonin are of the opinion, in contrast to Rebbe Meir, Zechusu Levitch Yotz Mitachas Rabbo Lecherus. It's a positive thing for the slave to be freed, to leave the jurisdiction of his owner. V'zochen lo le'odom shelo b'fonav. Things that are zechus, zochen is the verb form of zechus, things that are beneficial to a person. The benefit can be instilled or imposed even if the beneficiary is not present. The Anan Sadi, we bear witness the Nichole de Neheve Hai Shluchologi, that this agent serves as an agent for the receiver, for the beneficiary. And since it's to his benefit, let's say the agency is fulfilled immediately. As far as Rebbe Meir is concerned, and he is the fourth point in the source above, Gitei Noshim and Shichurim are similar to one another, and just like for a woman to be divorced, it's not to her benefit, so too for a slave to be divorced, it's not to his benefit. Therefore, the agency is not completed until the documents get to the actual receiver. Prior to that, the husband slash owner can still back out. The agency is not completed, not fulfilled immediately, because of the Rebbe Meir's point of view that it's a chov, it's to their detriment, and things that are detrimental are not fulfilled immediately, because they're not fulfilled outside of the individual's presence. The Gemara continues. We mentioned in our introduction the issue of the number. Bishlamo le Rabbonin minyona limute ha de Rebbe Meir. The number three that the Rabbonin stated at the beginning of the source, in three ways they are the same. Yes, in three ways they're the same, but in the fourth way they're not the same. The Rabbonin disagree with Rebbe Meir, and they say that the get isha is not similar to the shichur eved with regard to the issue of backing out. With regard to the get isha, the husband can still back out. They agree with Rebbe Meir on that point, but not with regard to a shichur eved received on behalf of the eved by an agent. According to the Rabbanan, the owner cannot back out. It's immediately effective upon the receipt of the shichur eved by the agent. According to Rebbe Meir, who says in four ways get isha and shichur eved are the same, so in what area are they not the same? So what is being excluded? Answer, limute ha desanya. In the following source, you'll see a contrast. If you just looking at the markings without even reading the text, you can see we've highlighted with a double underline, Gitei Noshim, and then you see a squiggle underline, Avol. That's a word of contrast. Gitei Noshim, one thing. Avol, Shichur Eved, something else. So that will be our answer as far as what does Rebbe Meir do with the... What role does the number serve with regard to Shittas Rebbe Meir? What is excluded? The Sanya. So it says the following, Eidim She'en Yodim Lachdoim. Witnesses that don't know how to sign. Mekarin lehem yor cholok umemalim es hakroyim dio. We create, in effect, a stencil. We write their names, and then on a blank piece of paper, and mekarin we tear. So we tear the paper at the point that we had written the names, creating an opening, and the witnesses will fill in the slits that that form the letters of their names. They fill up the torn area. The torn area, when we say torn, it means torn in the tears, as we say, spell out their names. And the witnesses fill in the slits. This is something we allow with regard to divorce documents. Avos shichuri avodim ushar kol hashtoros. With regard to freedom documents and all other documents, im yoidim likrois velachtoim choismin v'im lav ein choismin. If the witnesses know how to read and to sign, then good, and they do thusly. If not, then they're just they can't serve as witnesses. They can't sign. A technical question is raised in this source. Seifa, the end of the source, said that if, with regard to other documents, if they know how to read and to sign, Kriya Mandekar Shmei, who made any mention in the source regarding their ability to read? You want to say something at the end of the source as a point of contrast, so something must have been said earlier in the source regarding that very point. But no mention, when we were discussing Gitei Nashim, no mention was made regarding the ability to read the document. Hence the Gemara is asking, where in this source, prior to this last comment, where was Kriya, reading, mentioned? Chisurei Mechasra V'Hachi Kotoni. The source was abbreviated, and it should be understood thusly. So we're now going to go over the source again, just the beginning of the source, and you'll see how the issue of reading was alluded to, though we didn't see it before. Edim she'en yoidim likrois, witnesses that don't know how to read, kurin lifneihem v'choismen. We read the content of the document, and they sign. V'she'en yoidim lachtom, and if they don't know how to sign, mekarin lahem. Then we create the stencil mentioned before. And then on the heels of this, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel comes and qualifies it and says that the leniency that was mentioned is true in the case of a divorce document of a woman. But with regard to all other documents, we don't allow for that leniency. The Rashi points out, why are we lenient with regard to Gitei Noshim? Mishum takonas agunos, Rashi says, Shema yirtze zeh hamigaresh lifrosh bayom, o mesukon sheroitze shelo tizokek liyovam. Takonas agunos is a reference to women who otherwise, if they are not divorced, they're going to be left in a lurch. They're going to be left... Agunos literally is a woman who is restrained. She's going to remain undivorced. If you have, let's say, a husband that is, he's right now, he's here. In a few hours, he's going to be boarding a boat going abroad, and he'll be away for who knows how long. If we don't, enable the witnesses to function, even in this, we'll say this, Bidyevid fashion, she's going to be left an aguna. She's going to be left in a lurch, married, but her husband not around anymore. Or you can have a situation where the husband is deathly ill, and if he dies without divorcing her, she is then going to be connected, bound to his surviving brother, and maybe it's just it's not to her benefit to marry that surviving brother, so that she doesn't become restricted and bound to the Yavam. It's to her benefit to be divorced, and therefore he's deathly ill, and we must take these evasive measures in order to save her from becoming an aguna. So those are considerations why we would be lenient with regard to the Gitei Noshim. At this point, the Gemara asks the question that we introduced earlier. You're saying that there are only these three or four different areas in which the Get Isha and Shichur Eved are the same. Vesu Leka, are there not others? You'll notice on the side we have a mivne, a structural note. A diamond appears. Sidra shel kushyos, series of questions. So allow your eye to skim ahead. Do you see the diamonds as you go down the Omid of Gemara? You'll see three diamonds over here. These are questions. Are there voika od halachas shebehen shavas gitei nashim l'shichurei avodim? Are there not other areas of halacha where they are the same? So, in each time, at each point after the question is raised, we're going to have to say why these suggestions really why they're not included in the list we mentioned before. Now the Gemara. V'ho'ika ho'oimer tnu get ze li'ishti u'shatar shichur ze la'avdi umes. A man says, give this get to my wife or this freedom document to my slave. And he then died. The husband/owner died. Lo yitnu li'achar misa. The agent is not to deliver the documents after the death of the husband/owner. Tenu mona leplonium es. Man instructs to give $100 to so-and-so, and then dies. Yitnu li'achar misa. The money is to be given after he dies. Well, what do we see here? We see that get isha and shichur eved have this in common, that when an instruction was made to give it, but prior to its delivery, the owner, husband, dies, it's not to be given. So the Gemara says, Ki Kotani, the Brisa on Omid Aleph that listed the three points of commonality between Get Isha and Shichur Eved, Milso Delese Bishtoros. Matters that you don't find in other documents. Milso Deise Bishtoros Lo Kotani. By the way, note that we're in the middle of a long answer. Matters that you find in other documents are not stated in the list. And this matter concerning lo yitain la'achar misa is something that you find in other cases of documents. What do we mean by that? The sholach ravin mishmei de Rabbi Avo, havu yodim, let it be known, she sholach Rabbi Elazar l'goyla mishum rabbeinu, Rabbi Elazar sent to the Jews in the diaspora in the name of Rabbeinu, Shchiv Meira Shomar, a person who was deathly ill, and said, Kisvu Tnu Mona Leploni, write up a document, and the document would represent a gift of $100, and give it to so and so. Umes, and then the fellow died. Ein kosvin v'noisnim. We won't write up such a document entitling the receiver to the $100. Shema lo gomar lahaknoisa ela b'shtar. It could be that the giver intended for the gift to be accomplished only through the document. V'ein shtar la'achar misa. And documents are not effective after the originator's death, so that case of the divorce document and the freedom document not to be given after the originator's death is not something that's unique to get isha and shtar shichur. It's the same halacha you find with regard to other documents. And hence, the source that listed three points that Get Isha and Shichur Eved have in common are three points that you find only by Get Isha and Shichur Eved, and you don't find by other documents. But with regard to this issue of Lo Yitnu La'achar Misa, you find this applying to other documents as well. As far as the source that we found above, next to the diamond, there when it said Tenu Mona Leploni Umes Yitnu Lachar Misa, that was simply an instruction to give cash to so and so. There was no reference to the gift being given through a document. Had it been a case of a gift being given through a document, through a contract or a document, then in fact we would say it's not to be given after the death of the originator. We continue in the Gemara. V'ho'ika lishma. Isn't there the issue of intent, specific intent, that get isha and shichur evid have in common? That when you write up a divorce document, you have to have in mind the specific couple that are being divorced. When you write up a shtar shichur, a freedom document, you have to have in mind the owner and the slave, the specific slave that's being set free. So, bishlamo l'rabo, hainu moylich umevi. This isn't a question according to Rabo, because this idea of lishma is already contained within point number one that was mentioned in the list, namely that get isha and shuchev and have in common moylich umevi. That has to do with the responsibility of the agent to say b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtam. And according to Rabo, that statement is essentially testimony that the document was prepared lishma. So, true, they have lishma in common, and that's what point number one referred to, according to Rabo. Elo la Rava kashya. But according to Rava, you still have the issue of lishma. Do they not have both? Do not these two examples have that in common? That a get isha and shukhevet have to be written up lishma. Vesu bein l'rabo bein l'rava v'ho'ika mechubar. Another question regarding that would apply to Rabo and Rava equally is the issue of the get isha and the shukhevet being written on, let us say, on a tree. Mechubar means attached to the ground, where we say it's not to be written, detached, and then given. Based on the pasuk, which says, V'kosav lo sefer krisus v'nosan biyoda, we don't want to have any interim action between the writing and the giving. If you write it b'mechubar, if you write it while it's attached, so after the writing, you write it on a tree trunk, and then after the writing, you have to saw it off. You detach it and then give it. So the detaching is an interim action that is objected to by the halacha. So do they not have this in common? Get isha and shukr evit not to be written b'mechubar. The Gemara answers. You'll notice we have a bow tie marking. So on the side under the mivneh, the bow tie represents shtei tshuvos la'sheila v'hika mechubar, two responses to this particular question. So number one, or the aleph, appears here, and when you turn to daf yud omed aleph, second line from the top, you see a second response to this particular question. So the Gemara answers ki kotoni psula derabonan d'oraisa lo kotoni. We just mentioned that the problem of mechubar is based on the pasuk, which mentions v'kosav v'nosan. There's the writing and then the giving. No interim activity, action between. That's in the Torah. That's d'oraisa. The list is not concerned with matters that are d'oraisa. The list concerns things that are purely rabbinic. That answer, having been given, now gives rise to some questions. On the side, you see a triangle featured, kushos al hatshivos. These triangles are challenges to the answers that are being given. So we're dealing with the issue of mechubar. We answered, well, mechubar doesn't belong in the list because it's a pseudo raisa, and the list is interested in featuring things that are only rabbinic. Well, is that really true? The ha erkois shall oivde kichavin de pseudo raisa hu vekotani. Point number three in the list was documents that are processed by Gentile courts with Gentile signatories. We say that it's, if you're talking about a Jewish divorce document or a slave freeing document, that is having Gentile signatories is would render the documents puzzled. They're disqualified. Now, and that is that's a Torah level issue. That's not a rabbinic concern. The Gemara answers Be'ede Mesira Ucharebi Elazar Diomar Ede Mesira Karsi. The source above is in accordance with the Tanaic viewpoint of Rebbe Elazar, that the witnesses that make the divorce into a divorce, without which there's no divorce, are the witnesses not that sign the document, but rather they are the witnesses that see the document given to the woman, given to the slave. That's called Ede Mesira. And therefore, the fact that idol worshippers signed the Get Isha or the Shuhr Eved do not disqualify it on a Torah level. So the case number three in the source of Shtaros and Oilim Be'erkosh Lev Dikochav, in that situation is only when we say there that it's not good, it's not acceptable, but it's not acceptable on a rabbinic level. On a Torah level, it's quite okay. The Rashi says, Be'ede Mesira, Masnisin de Machshir Bishar Shtaros Uposo Bahani, the Mishnah, the Tanaic source that says, by other Shtaros it's okay, and it's not okay by Get Ishan Shukr Eved, Kigon de Ika Ede Mesira. There are witnesses, kosher, they're Jewish witnesses that see the document being handed over. For Belozeri Domer Ede Mesira, Karsi Rashi continues, the Ein Sorach Lachtom Beget. There's no essential need for the document to be signed at all. V'chi Kosav Kro V'chosav, the Pasuk says, V'chosav Sefer Krisus. The Kosav is Aksivas Haget Ksiv. V'loachsimus Yidei Edim. It's a reference to the actual writing of the body of the document and not the signatures on it, by the signatures of the witnesses. U'masnisin v'shikosvoi Sefer Yisrael, and the Mishnah above, the Tanaic source above, that spoke about the Get Isha and the Arkois Shalav Dikachavim, the writer was a Jewish scribe. Vashmina Masnisin, and what we're told above is the Moider of Elazar b'Mezuyof Mitocho b'Chasimas Yidei b'Chasimas Edim Psulim Shu Pasul. It's telling us that even though Rebbe Elazar says Edei Mesiro Karsi, that the main thing that makes the shtar into a shtar is the witnesses that see the transfer, the giving over of the document and not the signatories. However, if you're going to have signatories, they should be kosher. And if they're not, it's called mezuyof mitocho. Mezuyof literally means forgery or, let's say, phony. If it's we say it's better to have nothing than to have something that's no good. So it would have been better to have no witnesses signing whatsoever than to have witnesses that are disqualified. So Rebbe Elazar is moide. He concedes that if it's mezuyof mitocho b'chasimus with the signatures of edim psulim of disqualified witnesses, the shu posel. V'afagav the ika hechsher edim mesira. Even though you have kosher witnesses, acceptable witnesses that see the transfer, the giving over of the document. V'ay psulim midrabbanan. This is the main point. The disqualification in the Tanaic source above of the Gerisha and the Shuhr Eved that were signed by Oivdei Kechavim is a rabbinic disqualification. Gzeira Dilmasi Lemismach Alayu Beloy Eidei Mesira. The fear being that I'm going to rely on those guys that signed it without having witnesses that see the transfer. V'chiyach Shur Belozer Hechadolo Chasimo Leo Sadi Klav. Reb Elazar, who says that Eidei Mesira make it into a good document, make it into a good divorce, that's if no one signed it. As we said before, but if someone that's disqualified signed it, so Rebbe Elazar will tell you it's pasul, but only rabbinically. The Gemara continues, but note that we have a bracketed section. so that if you skip the brackets momentarily, you can see the Gemara asks, V'ha Chazora, we're at the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph for a moment. It says, V'ha Chazora Doraisa V'Katani. The source made mention of, we'll say, of Chazora, of backing out. This is a reference to Rebbe Meir's point, which was the fourth point, one who said, give a get to my wife, and or a freedom document to my slave. If he, the husband slash owner, wants to back out, he can back out in both of those cases. Now, if he backs out, that back out is a total avoidance of the get Ishan the Shuhur Evit on a Torah level. So you see that the source does deal with Torah level issues, so that how can you say that the source is dealing only with Psulim Derabbanan, as we saw in Botai Aleph? This is a challenge to what the Gemara said at Botai Aleph. The source is not limited to Psulim Derabbanan. It does mention Psulim Doraisa. And if that be the case, then why isn't Mechubar mentioned? So we'll get back to that point. We have to now go over the bracketed section. We have a starred note explaining why we have brackets now. Tam lasogram laharois shikushizu eno kushi shiros ala tshuva shel deraisa lo katani. This is, in the brackets, we're going to raise a question, but it's not a question on what we had in Botai Aleph, that the list does not deal with psulim deraisa. Elo hikushio al hamodok rebelozer. This is a question on what the Gemara says, that, well, the source is in accordance with Rebbe Lozer. Is that accurate? So now, let's continue in the Gemara. The question, notice we have a long question marking. V'ha midikotoni seifa. From the fact that in the seifa of the source above, which you spoke about, the erkoi shel dikichavim, it says in the continuation of that source, Reb Shimon Oimer, Af Elu Ksherim. Af Elu means the Gitei Noshim and the Shukra Vodim are kosher with Gentile signatures. The Omer Rabbi Zera, Yorad Rabbi Shimon, Lishitaso Shereb Lozar, the Omer Ede Mesira Karsi. Rabbi Shimon is a representative of Rebbe Lozer's standpoint, that Ede Mesira Karsi, that Ede Mesira make it into a get. Karsi literally means to break apart. Ede Mesira are the ones that make the get, which separates the couple, the husband from the wife, make it into an effective divorce. The Ede Mesira, the witnesses that see the handing over. Michlal de Tanakamo, Sovar Lo. It must be, then, that the Tanakamo is not in accordance with Rebbe Lozer. Namely, that according to Tanakama, the Ede Mesira are not the ones that make it, but rather the Ede Hasima, the witnesses that signed it. And the source then is telling us that Gitei Noshim and Shechur Avodim that have Gentile signatures in it is not, they're not, the Get Isha and the Shechur are not kosher then. And that non-kashrus, that disqualification is on a Torah level. So how can you be telling me that the list contains only Psulim Derabbanan? The Gemara responds, and the response is very, very terse. And it says, Iko binayu shemus muvhokin. Before we translate it, let's point out the main thing. The main thing is that it's true that Rabbi Shimon appears in the Seifa, and Rabbi Shimon represents Rebbe Lozer, that Ede Mesira Karsi, and therefore the Goyish signatures, the Gentile signatures, are only a problem on a rabbinic level. The Tanakama agrees with that Ede Mesira Karsi. Well, if he agrees that Ede Mesira Karsi and the Gentile signatures are not a problem on a Torah level, they are a problem on a rabbinic level. And Rabbi Shimon is saying that they're not a problem at all. So we're telling you now that both Rabbi Shimon, who appears in the Seifa, and the source that we read with the Tanakhama, are both in accordance with Rabbi Elazar. So if they're both in accordance with Rabbi Elazar, can you explain then the difference between the Tanakhama, the first opinion, and Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara, in response to that, says the difference between them is Shemos Muvhokin. Shemos Muvhokin means names that are very clearly Gentile names. Jews don't go by those names. Rashi at the top explains. Iko binayo Shemos Muvhokin, we're at the top of Daf Yudom and Aleph. Klomar. Tanakhama b'shitzei de Rabbi Elazar koi. The Tanakhama follows Rabbi Elazar. Umid Rabbonon, who the Pasli, and the appearance of Goyish signatures, of Gentile signatures in the divorce document, is only a rabbinic disqualification. Tilmo sila mismach achasumim ulemosro bifnehem. The fear being that I might rely on the ones that signed the document to serve as the Eidei Mesira as well. And if the ones that signed it are Gentiles, they can't serve as the Eidei Mesira, the main witnesses, the Eidei Mesira, the ones that see the handing over of the document. So the Tanakhama says, you know, don't have Gentile signatories because you might come to rely on them to be your Eidei Mesira. The also Reb Shimon Lameimar. Reb Shimon comes along and says, Im Shemos Muvhokim Doivdi Kechovim Hain, if they are clearly idol worshiper type names, She'ein Yisrael Nikron Boisim Shemos, names that Jews are never called by. Lav hainu mezuyof mitocho de Rav Moide Rabbi Elazar. Rav Shimon says that would not be a problem of mezuyof mitocho that Rabbi Elazar says is a problem, agrees is a problem. We explained mezuyof mitocho at length earlier. So if you have some names that are clearly, imagine names that are names of idols, and people go by that name, no Jew would call themselves by that. Everyone knows that a person who calls himself by those names is not a Jew. He's clearly an idol worshiper. And no one's going to rely on them below Eidei Mesira without kosher witnesses. In other words, no one's going to rely on them to serve as my Eidei Mesira without real, you know, other Eidei Mesira. So as we said, both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon are based on Rabbi Elazar, and what's the point of difference? And if you had a divorce document or a freedom document signed by Gentiles whose names are names that no Jew would ever go by, according to the Tanakhama, that remains a problem, and according to Rabbi Shimon, in that case, it would be kosher, because there's no fear that I'm going to come to rely on them to serve as my Eidei Mesira. The Gemara asks, and as we pointed out before, this question goes back on the answer that we had in Botai Aleph. How can you say that the list contains only things that disqualify on a rabbinic level? We said there were four. The list contained four things that Gitei Noshim and Shichur Avodim are similar to one another, and they're similar in matters that are rabbinic, not Torah. V'ha Chazora Doiraisa V'Katani. Example number four, which was presented in the name of Rabbi Meir, which involved Chazora, the husband slash owner backing out after giving the document to the agent. He then decides, I don't want you to give it. He wants to back out. That's a Torah level concern. In other words, if the husband backs out, don't give the, after he gave the document to the agent, he says, no, I don't want you to give it to her. If he goes and gives it to her, she's not divorced at all on a Torah level. So how can you say that the list is concerned only with rabbinic matters? Ela ki kotoni milsa de lesa bekidushin. Milsa de isa bekidushin lo kotoni. The list concerns issues that you don't find in Kiddushin, in marriage. This is a rather terse. We take a look at the Rashi. Hochi gar sinon, eloki katoni. We're looking at Rashi in the first half of the narrow lines of the Rashi commentary. He says, Hochi gar sinon, eloki katoni, milsa de lesa bekidushin, klomar. Ki parchinon liel, when we asked before, oyiko mechubar, ulishmo, this is a reference to the diamonds that we had before. Are there not issues of mechubar and lishma? Lo tishni, don't answer as we said before. Psula d'oraisa lo kotani, because at this point that's not an accurate thing to say. So the source does list psula d'oraisa in the case of chazora. Elo ema, rather say. And this is what we have in our markings as bow tie bays. What do you answer? Milsu de'isa bekidushin lo kotoni. Matters that apply to marriages are not stated. Kagon, lishma umechubar. The suggestions we had before was, why not include the issue of lishma, include the issue of mechubar? No, we're not going to include them. Why? Because these things, Esau Nami Bishtore Kiddushin, these are concerns with regard to the writing of a document that would create a marriage. Marriages can be accomplished through giving a lady money in her in exchange for her agreeing to get married. Marriage can also be accomplished through a contract, through a document. And a document that establishes a marriage, a shtori kiddushin, must also be done lishma, and must be also written up non mechubar. Kidichtiv, the pasuk says v'yotza mibeisiv v'hoisu lishacher, and we dashed underline key words here. V'yotza, that's a divorce. She leaves his house. V'hoisa, to another man. She gets married to another man. In this pasuk, you see iskish havaya liyatsiya. Havaya is the verb form of to be. That means to be married. To be married, that means marriage, is compared to yitzia, to divorce. And therefore, if lishma applies to a divorce document, it said the kosav law, sefer krisos law, means you have to have her in mind, the specific woman being divorced, when you're writing up the get. So too, when you're writing up a shtar of marriage. And just like by divorce, v'kosa v'nosan, there can't be any action between the writing and the delivery, the giving. So too, in a marriage document, you cannot have it b'mechubar, avol. B'fonai nechtav, which was example number one in the list of 3/4 items that get Isha and Shiva have in common, that issue of b'fonai nechtav lesa b'kiddushin, that you don't have an agent who's instructed to give a document of marriage to a woman, doesn't have to say b'fonai nechtav. T'takanta d'rabbonin b'almu hi begitin d'mosibal mara posala. It's a rabbinic institution, in the case of divorce documents, to forestall a husband from coming and challenging the authenticity of the document, as we've seen in the past. V'eid kusi nami eino kosher b'kiddushin. The aid kusi would not be acceptable in the case of kiddushin, and that's as opposed to the case of gittin, where we said the aid kusi is acceptable. The haid achshu begittin, that which we accept an aid kusi with regard to a divorce document. Any time come on, the Gemara explains this on Omid Beis. The aidei haget ein chois min zeh belo zeh. Rashi is getting into details that we're going to see in the Gemara itself later. Eidei haget won't sign independently. They have to both be present. Masha'en came b'shar shtaros, as opposed to other documents. And therefore, in the case of Gittin, since they have to both be present, if a kusi is signing it, and he's one aid kusi, and the other, the kosher Jew, regular Jew, was there, that other Jew would not have signed unless the kusi that signs is a reliable person. And therefore, in the case of a gittin, an eid kusi doesn't disqualify it. But once again, that's only because they are both present. Ve'erkois nami lesa b'kiddushin, hecho de'ika eid e mesira Yisrael. The case of courts, which we saw in the case of documents that go through Gentile courts and have Gentile signatories, get isha and the shikra eved, we say are pusul, and we said they're pusul. That is not going to be a psul in the case of kiddushin where you have eide mesira Yisrael. To beget v'shichru de gazri dumos to the mismach halal, in the case of the divorce document and the freedom document, there we did not want to have Gentile witnesses, because I might come to rely on them for as being my eide mesira. Umatsuchinon legito achrinavo bekidushin. When it comes to a marriage document, kiven miraisa mikudeshes mishum eide mesira. In the case of once you have eide mesira, since on a Torah level she's considered married, yamris eide mikudeshes. If you're going to say, well, she's not considered married, sharias aishas ish lama, you're in effect allowing a woman who technically speaking is married and saying, well, she's not married. In the case of the divorce, we're saying that we're being machmir, we're saying that the woman who technically speaking is divorced, well, she's not divorced. Well, that's okay to say that she's not divorced. I'm not going to lead to something that's sinful by saying she's not divorced. But in the case of kiddushin, if I say midoraisa on a Torah level, she really is married because I have eidei mesira, and then I say, well, rabbinically speaking, she's not married. They're very dangerous, because on a Torah level, she is married. I'd be freeing to a really married woman to marry someone else. So therefore, there's a contrast between the get isha and shichur eved versus a shtar of kiddushin, and that's why we said before, milsa the isay b'kiddushin lo. Lo kotani, only milsa de lesa b'kiddushin. Matters that we can say don't apply to kiddushin, but apply to get and shichur. That's what is the concern of the list. And as we said, the issue of erkos, to say that the Gentile signatory will passel, of course, given that you have eidei mesira, yes, he passels the rabbonon by get and shichur. He doesn't passel me the rabbonon in the case of kiddushin. And if you have a woman that was married to a marriage document, was given over in front of two kosher Jewish witnesses, she is considered married, even though there are Gentile signatories. And we're not going to say that, midorabonon, that she's not considered married. We continue in the Gemara. V'ho chazora gufa isa b'kiddushin. The fourth point, which was the downfall of Botai Aleph, that very issue is a problem for Botai Bays. In this second answer, we're saying that the list contains matters that have no relevance to kiddushin, but chazora has relevance to kiddushin. What do we mean by that? If a man sends a document of marriage through an agent, he can back out and say, "Don't give it to her." So, just like in the case of a get or shichur eved, we say the man can back out. So, to here in the case of marriage, he can back out. So that how can you say that as we tried to say in Botai Bays, that the list contains things that don't apply to kiddushin? The Gemara answers, b'shlichus bal korcha. The begerushin isa upikidushin lesa. Rashi, we're looking at is on the fourth line under the Gemara text. B'shlichus bal korcha klomar dumio digitin lo mishkachas lo begirushin. You're not going to find actually a total parallel between kiddushin and gittin. Doshliach ze mishdaleach etzlo legarsha bal korcha b'chein levi l'shachro al korcha. When we speak about an agent being sent to give a divorce document to a woman or a freedom document to a slave, that shlichus, that agency, is effective even against the woman's will, even against the slave's will. In other words, the get can be delivered to the woman even if she doesn't want to be divorced. The get can be delivered to the eved even if he doesn't want to be freed. Aval b'kiddushin lo hoya nasa shliach etzlo al korcha. In the case of marriage, the agency is not going to be effective if she doesn't want to be married. Hilkachachi katoni. The source, therefore, that mentioned the points in which get isha and shuchevet have in common, it's saying as follows: Bezu shavu gitei noshim v'shuchevonim. In these matters, the divorce document and freedom document are similar. Shliach ze hoyanas shliach etzlon al korchan. The agent referred to is effective even against the receiver's will. The im rotzabal choser. If the husband owner wants to back out, he can back out. Mashein hein b'kiddushin. As opposed to the case of marriage, dafagav de choser. Even though it's true they have in common the issue of backing out, lo dumyo dahani. Who it's still nevertheless. It's not a similar type of agency in the case of the kiddushin, which is effective only if the receiver is a willing participant, as opposed to get isha and shuchevid, where the receiver doesn't have to be a willing participant, and yet the agency is still effective. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.